Greetings, this is James Gillen with BBS Radio, broadcasting live underground from an undisclosed location deep within the earth, more at the base of Trout Lake, Washington. That's Matt Adams. We've got a great show. I wanted to get a couple things out of the way first. We've got the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference coming up to July 2nd through 5th, and the speakers we have are just phenomenal. We've got William Henry, Shelley Yates with Fire the Grid, Lisa Renee, Brooks Agnew with his Inner Earth Expedition, Dolores Cannon, Mary Rodwell from the Australian Connection, Michal Ledwith, John Kelly. We've got Nahi from Hawaii, Akuna from Hawaii coming out. Myself, Paula Harris, and Renato Lungato, who formed four beautiful UFOs that flew over the ranch at the last day of the last conference. So that's going to be a great conference. Just amazing energy comes in during these events. We've got the self-mastery classes, one and two, the teacher's training, and the ambassador training as well going on. So those are all on the website. And Camp E SETI for kids is also coming up. So anyway, we've got all these events coming up on the site, and it's just going to be amazing. So just go to www.eseti.org if you want to find out more about these upcoming workshops and classes and events. And speaking of that, I just got back from Portland, Oregon, where I gave a talk at the ARE Foundation there, and great group of people, wonderful group of people. It was about a 3.5-hour talk. It went a little over. And, you know, they just loved the information. We showed all of the footage, the photos of the both physical ships and all the light ships powering up and interacting with people and the orbs. And they just loved it. I really didn't realize I had that much info to do this talk, but I just kept pulling up files and I go, we'll check this out, we'll check this out, and then gave a long talk about, you know, higher consciousness and energy and where we're going right now. But we're definitely on the ride right now. It's getting very, very interesting, and there's a lot of activity going on over the mountain. The shifts coming up, we got a lot of verification with some other people that are getting the same information. And they're talking about, you know, another major and huge influx of energy coming in around the 1st of May, which is coming in again, as if we're not getting enough energy shifts coming in. And then they're all talking around the 1st of July, you know, that there's going to be some major event sometime in July. So I find that really interesting, the way this is all coming together. So they're getting the same timelines and the same information. So a little heads up in that arena. We've got quite a few things going on. I might pick up we've got a quick caller here. I'm going to go ahead and pick this up. So we've got Ryan from Washington on line two. Ryan, are you with us?
Yeah. I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask you a question. What day would be a good day for somebody to come down for the first time, just me? I was wondering if I just got in my car and drove down on a Saturday. I don't have your internal phone number.
Okay.
So I just what day would be a good day for me to? I want to see a light ship, an aerial ship.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Just watch the weather. You know, make sure we've got some clear skies. We're not going to be rained on or totally socked in with clouds. And that's the main thing. It's best on a dark moon to come out just because you can see everything there. You can see the whole night sky. And, you know, we also have night vision, third-generation military night vision, some other fun little toys to play with that really open the skies up to where you can see a lot more than with the naked eye. But you can actually see these with the naked eye very easily when they come over. And I would just see what's convenient for you and give us a call. You know, our number is 509-395-2092 if you want to give the ranch a call. But I'd wait.
Is that number listed on the website?
Yeah, I'd wait till after the show. You know, wait at least an hour after the show if you want to call in.
Well, I don't have a pin with me, okay, do you prefer that people call and email you before? I mean,
it's good to let us know who's coming just to make sure we're here, because there's times when we're actually gone. And, you know, if we don't know anybody's coming, there's, you know, we might even close the gate and take off sometimes. So it's good to let us know you're coming.
Are you going to be there on May 1st?
I do believe so. I never know from day to day.
Yeah, but the thing I want to ask you was these light ships, are they, do you think it's, like, what are the chances of somebody seeing something on a clear night? Did you say on a full, on a dark moon or a full moon?
Yeah, dark moon is best. I'm going to really stick my neck out, and I would say almost 100% lately because, we go out for a half an hour and we'll see like 20 ships or even 27, up to 27 ships recently. That's what's happening. And they're doing all kinds.
I'm in touch with some people. Yeah, I've talked to some people that are seeing a lot of ships down in Oregon.
Yeah.
Northern Oregon Woods, or Oregon Woods.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's an increase down there that I've been talking to a few other people about that, and I don't know if they're seeing the same thing that you're seeing. But do you respond to a lot of the emails that people send you, or are you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I'll
send you an email. Maybe we can communicate that way, because I'm trying to get in touch with you.
Okay.
That, so.
Yeah, that would be good.
But my name's Ryan. I'm up here in Edmonds. Do you mind if somebody has a camera with them?
Oh, no.
Because I noticed that.
We want people to bring cameras.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking maybe, I know that over the years you've kind of, I know that a lot of times you've missed a lot of things because of the cameras, and I'm camera challenged. I don't know anything about cameras, but I was thinking maybe somebody can come down and take a whole bunch of new pictures or something. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because I was looking on YouTube and there's some videos on there, it seems like people are so amazed by what they're seeing that the last thing they think about is grabbing a camera.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot. A lot of people choke, you know. They're not really ready for it, and this big ship comes in and powers up, and they just sit there and stare at it, and they even forget they have a camera, you know, around their neck. It's such a life-changing experience when it happens.
Yeah, I know that it's going on because I have a couple of people that I talk to that live in Oregon, and they're actually seeing some pretty phenomenal stuff that's going on around there where there's a lot of people that are interested in it, and I think there's some sort of connection. That's a
great
connection.
Yeah, send me an email and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll send you an email, and I wanted to come down on a clear night, I'll let your show go back to take more calls, because that's the only thing I really wanted to ask about.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah, we're going to try to get out to the line, out to the field. We have some sky watchers that have been here the past couple of days, and we're going to try to interview some of them. So we're going to try to hook up on our sky watch line. Is there anybody there on the sky watch line? Hello.
Hello.
Is this George?
Yeah, hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show, George.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know you've had some good times out there in the field. Do you want to tell anybody about your story or what you've experienced since you've been here?
Absolutely. Some amazing things have happened since I've been here. Just 10 minutes ago, I saw a hummingbird, which is a first for me, but that doesn't even come close to some of the more profound things I've seen. But I got here on Thursday. It was a new moon and a beautiful evening. And saw a huge power-up. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, you know. And it just reinforced and, you know, just really found home, you know, a lot of truths. And it's good. It's a good feeling.
So people that don't know what a power-up was, could you explain basically what you saw?
Okay, a light through the sky, whatever that light may be, and suddenly it, you know, well, just multiplies in volume and in size. More than quadruples, just goes from being like a pin to a dime, you know, in the sky, and so much brighter for a few seconds, and just absolutely captivated. You can feel it. It's, you know, it's a light source like nothing I've ever seen. This isn't any filament bulb or a heat source. And
yeah.
And before you know it, it's just gone back to its original form and continues. And that was on Thursday. Saw a few other ships moving in tandem, and just absolutely awesome, you know. Good feelings.
Yeah, that's the main thing. What did it feel like when you had these experiences?
Well, at the time I was a bit miffed. I mean, the next three starts hollering, and, you know, I just started doing... I didn't really know what to make of it. It's just... It took my breath away, really. And it's, you know, it's just like... It's not like, you know, you're... Seeing, you know, I wasn't even a skeptic, you know. I'm totally open to this, and just been using a rational mind, coming to some very bold conclusions about what's going on. But it was a real confirmation, I guess, and just a real, like, you know, sign you're on the right path, and just, you know, this is something to certainly put my focus and my attention towards, you know. And trying to attain the higher vibration, and maintaining that, you know, and getting out of old ways, moving forward. It's exciting. I'm so excited for the future, you know.
Yeah, we had a couple of people come from your neck of the woods. We had Robbie Williams come out here. He's bigger than the Beatles, basically, right now. and Danny Dyer. And did you get to see the episode of Danny Dyer?
Yes, sir. I saw it on YouTube. It's hilarious because he's you know, your typical Cockney geezer. You know, he's one of the lads. You know, and it's a really cool thing to see a guy like that. You know, he coming out and being open to something like this, and to just think, you know, that UFOs are being shown on BBC television is just it's a big step, I guess. But I guess. It's all about what people will make of that. It's awesome.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Did you have anything else you wanted to cover?
Not really. I'm just it's a clear sky tonight. I'm really excited to get out in the field. Got some went for a walk earlier. Feel quite level and centered at the moment, and I'm really looking forward to seeing some stuff this evening.
Great.
And then really just building on that, learning some skills and. Getting some momentum, you know, to take home with me, and really excited about having a productive summer. I want to get in some crop circles, and just you know, walk this path, I guess. Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens after coming here. I know people come here and they get really tuned up, and then they go other places and they see all kinds of activity and have some major experiences because they're just. Like magnetized to these events, and a connection is made. So it'll be interesting to see where this unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got good feelings, good vibes about the future. And I think this is only, you know, gonna expand.
It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody else there that wants to come on, or?
I don't know. Not at the moment. I'm sure I could tell you a joke if you like.
Sure, why not?
What do you call a bloke with no shins?
Oh, run that by again?
No shins. A man with no shins. He's got no shin bones.
I don't know.
Tony.
Okay.
It's a personal favourite.
That's pretty good.
I don't know any UFO jokes yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get told one day.
They have a good one in the skies. They have one they ever ask you, did you know about the Earth human that thought he was separate from omnipresence? You know, nobody believes them when they go back home and tell them what we do down here to each other and the planet. They just go, no, that's not, you're making that up, you know.
Nobody can do that.
So it's kind of funny. But,
absolutely.
Anyway, so thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, and thank you for having me at the ranch, you know. I really appreciate it, and I think it's awesome the work you're doing, and just at the end of the day, you're spreading a word that needs to be voiced, you know.
Oh yeah, it's definitely getting out there. It was sure fun today. The gathering that we had, that we went to today, that it was wonderful seeing so many people that, you know, they really, really wanted to get the information and have the experience. So, you know, that was just awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. I hope it continues. I wish you all the best for just, I guess, the events you've got this summer and whatnot for the future as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, terrific. Thank you, James. Good night.
All right. So we've got open lines tonight. If anybody else wants to call in, I know that everybody's out in the middle of the field somewhere. They all went off in different directions, so you know, we might be able to get people back on again. They've got, you know what, I did the ultimate boo-boo here again. I took off and didn't bring my my phone numbers for people to call in, so maybe that the studio there can shoot those to me real quick. But anyway, go ahead and call in. If you go to the website, I'm sure you're already there. The call-in numbers are there. If anybody wants to call in, if you have a story, if you had a vision, you know, you've had anything about seeing things about 2012 or between now and then, go ahead and call us up, and we'll get on with it. I can tell you a little bit about some of the things that we've been experiencing here is that the energy has just been kicked up, you know, unbelievable, and it's putting a lot of people into process. And, you know, our physical bodies and our emotional bodies, you know, it just seems that on every level people are going through a process and clearing and healing. And, you know, on the science level, basically solar cycle 24 has started. So it's official. NASA's saying it has started. Our Earth fields are down. The magnetic fields are very low. We've got some big holes in our magnetic fields. The heliosphere is way down, too. So we're getting bombarded with cosmic rays right now. And that's creating some huge shifts and changes in your bioelectric fields around the body and your DNA as well. So anyway, the whole planet is undergoing a major awakening. And for those that follow the Mayan calendar, I think it was March, it began the ninth wave. So this ninth wave is the quickening, and it's called unity consciousness, and everything that's in disunity that's playing this separation game of greed and selfishness and separation is being brought right up to the surface to be healed and looked at. So, you know, it's pretty... undeniable right now. We're watching, you know, the epitome of tyranny and greed and, you know, those who want to control and enslave the masses, you know, they're coming right up front in your face. This administration did promise transparency, and I will have to say they have been right on as far as transparency, because if anybody's paying attention, you can see right through them, you know. And, you know, they're definitely, you know, doing what they do. And, you know, politicians are doing what politicians do. You know, not to lump them all into that category, but, you know, the bottom line is there's just a few men running this country, you know, a few families. And, you know, the international banksters are the ones that you get to see. And if you have any doubt anymore as to who's calling the shots and who's running the show, just look at what just happened, you know, with the major bailouts and all the other things. And it's still going on to this day. But, you know, if people really knew the whole story and how much money these guys have and how many trillions of dollars that you're giving them every year and you know, how much money is really amassed that is never getting back to the people and being used to, you know, rebuild the infrastructure and for health care and homelessness and poverty, you would just be shocked. It'd be so shocking if you really saw the real figures, you wouldn't be able to handle it. But in the meantime, you know, we've got, you know, up to almost a 28% unemployment rate. If you look at the real figures, you know, they're going to tell you 11% or whatever, but when you look at the real figures, you've got a lot of people been kicked out of their homes, they've lost their jobs, they're out in the streets. You've got just some incredible, insane things going on, and it doesn't need to be that way. And the only reason it's happening is just because of a few men that their greed and lust for power and wealth is insatiable. And that is the only reason that we have any lack whatsoever on this planet. But we need to release those $400 trillion that are sitting there that we don't know about. Get them back into the system and get people working and bring in the real health care. It looks like we've got Cindy on line three. Cindy, are you with us?
Yes, I am, James. How are you doing?
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hi. I told the guy that I wanted to talk about that meteorite over Wisconsin and out there.
Uh-huh.
I'd also like to know kind of what you think about the volcano over in Iceland and the Polish jetliner crash. Has this got anything to do with extraterrestrial activity?
Well, it's just part of the Earth changes. It will actually be part of that because they're very involved with these changes and trying to assist as much as they can to help humanity get through these times. But it's a major cycle. It's a huge cycle that we're undergoing. Whenever we go through this timeline that we're in right now, or this cycle, there are just huge changes. You have just crazy weather patterns. You're going to have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And that does draw the UFOs into those areas. And some are observing and some are inspiring and warning and helping. So in that way, it does have a lot to do with them. But we are in it. 2012 isn't, 2010 on is the event. It's when things are really kicking on. So we're in the changes right now.
Did you guys feel that earthquake out there up in Washington? Wasn't there one that just happened in Oregon?
I didn't feel it if it happened. I've been on the road most of the day, and I was in Portland, Oregon.
I don't mean today. I think it just recently. You had sent an email out, I believe, about that meteorite,
mm-hmm.
and that you said you had seen footage, and
yeah.
that you saw... But can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I got a lot of flooded emails came in, and they said people saw that thing come through, and it came down, very low. And then they said it looked like it veered up and just kept going. It didn't hit the ground. And that's from the eyewitnesses that kept sending me. I passed some of them on, for other people to look at. So, I haven't had a chance to really look into that or investigate it. And somebody sent me an email saying it actually hit, the meteor, it hit, right close to his house. I don't know if that was real or not, but I haven't got into any further investigation. But it seems like something that big would lay a pretty heavy debris field or it'd be shotgunning the earth in an area. A pretty wide area, but it doesn't seem there weren't a lot of reports.
Just from the footage that you could see on YouTube, it just looked like a really bright light that exploded. It wasn't, you really couldn't see too much other mm-hmm. than that explosion.
Yeah. And, it could have been something cruising through and just skimming in and bouncing off our atmosphere. I don't know. But it did seem very, very low, and from... I got a lot of reports. They said it just kept going and seemed like it lifted up, which was...
Do you have a gut feeling about what it might have been?
I'm just kind of in limbo on that one. I don't feel anything really strong about it. It could have been, who knows? They might be sending stuff in just for a show, just to let us, start paying
attention.
Like
they're playing with us?
Yeah.
They're playing with us, huh?
Yeah, so who knows?
Well, they sure got our attention.
Yeah, that was a good one. I mean, it's not the first one. They had another one. I think it was in Idaho or something that it was over Idaho in that area. So, maybe they're trying to, open up the Midwest and to get the Bible Belt people to start looking up and see what's going on.
maybe. I'd read your book and you talked about, can I change the subject?
Sure.
Okay. In one of your books, you talked about how beautiful the extraterrestrials are when they go in human form.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned that one especially was like blonde and very beautiful. They look like supermodels.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the only features? Or I kind of like to know what else they look like. or is that really basically it?
Oh no, they come in every size, size, shape, and color. So, I've seen beings that have very large heads that are robed, and they look very, very ancient. They look very different than we do.
Are you talking physically? I mean, they physically.
Yeah, they're actually manifesting in the field here. We actually have a photograph on the website. You can go to the website and see it. But there's felines. There's beings that are humanoid felines. There's beings that
are. Do they look like cats?
Yeah, they do. They look like humanoid cats.
How big are they?
As tall as we are, a little taller. I actually have those on the website, too. If you open it up and go to page 2, you'll see a picture of one. And we've had that on the website for years and years and years. I don't know. I think I had it 10, 15 years ago. And
The one you specifically talked about was a very beautiful blonde, very supermodelish. Like, what does the males look like?
Same, they look, they're very, very, good looking, not that I'm into the male persuasion, but. They're very, very beautiful and energetic, just phenomenal. They're extremely loving. Most of the contacts are female in the beginning because people do not get threatened. When you have a brilliant light or a ship appear, they just manifest in front of you. Most people get defensive and they get scared. But, if you have a beautiful, loving female just emanating this incredible energy there, your defenses go down and you're not so, scared or so most of them are female in the beginning.
What kind of clothes do they wear? What, like, for instance, the female, is she wearing just regular clothes or is she a light?
It's like we lost her. See if we can pick up JoJo on line 2. I'm not sure if she's still on there.
VBSRadio.com.
All right, we're back. We don't know what happened there, but looked like our line just dropped off twice here, and obviously, we are getting to the meat of the heart of the matter, you might say. That usually is what happens. That's our signal that we are over the target. So when you start getting a lot of flack, it means you're over the target. We dropped off there a couple times, and the line just keeps hanging up, and there's only one person on this line, and that's me. So don't know how that's happening. but anyway. I wonder which subject we hit the red button on. let me give the numbers there. If you want to call in, the numbers are, it's 888-815-9756. This is your chance to get on the air and voice your opinion on what you feel is going on and talk about some of your own experiences, your own paranormal or UFO experiences, and love to hear you come on the show. So, again, that number is 888-815-9756. And so hopefully somebody will be calling in. We dropped all of our lines here, and we're coming back up again, so we should be good to go. Talking a little bit further about that, the different beings out there. We talked about the felines and some very beings with very large heads that are robed that most people would run from if these beings appeared before you. Some of these other beings, there's some very short beings and there's some very, very tall beings. And sometimes the very short beings are extremely powerful, much more powerful than the very tall beings. So again, all of our perceptions, we need to not project those out. I can tell you a little story. I did a bilocation thing over to the inner earth and ended up meeting these beings, and one being was very short. Being looked very different, definitely humanoid, but very short, like a little Yoda kind of guy. And these other beings were over 8 feet tall. They're very tall beings dressed in robes and standing behind him. And I was looking at them going, oh, my God, these guys are huge. And then I looked down at the other guy, and asked, you know, checking him out, you know, and I'm just going, whoa, you know, what? I go, oh, look at the cute little guy standing next to him like this. And he turned around and focused his thoughts on me and gave me a headache you wouldn't believe. So anyway, he was the master, and they were his escorts, you might say, were escorting him around and keeping an eye on him, you know, kind of probably protecting, I don't know. But it was very, very interesting, you know, to see that dichotomy there is you have these huge beings, and the being with the real power is the little guy, you know, in front. So I thought that was quite an experience, basically. It was very humbling. And DeBeg was his name, actually, if people want to tune into that energy. And they're very concerned about the people on the surface and what we're doing. They, you know, a nuclear test is actually an explosion in their heavens, and it shakes their world, too. And we share the same air and the water. And, you know, a lot of these inner Earth beings and these places like Shambhala and these other places you hear about are very concerned with what we're doing to the air and the water. And I'm really curious what they have to say about chemtrails, because, you know, we are getting ready to dump billions of tons of aluminum in our skies under the auspices of global warming. And if you ask me, it's under the auspices of population control, because there's no reason to dump that much aluminum in the sky, especially with these volcanoes going off, which are creating a natural shielding effect. So it's an unnecessary thing that they're doing. Aluminum is a poison. Bottom line, if you talk to any chemist, they'll tell you that aluminum is a poison. And they're dumping just tons of aluminum, ethylene dibromide. They're dumping barium, just crazy stuff in our skies right now. And you know, it's really not a good thing. So any way you look at it, it's not a good thing. And people need to really start getting active with this and put a stop to it, because, you know, the environmental impact and the impact on your health and your family is very, very serious. So it's a matter that we are going to have to take seriously and get after. All right, looks like we've got Michael on line 3 from Portland. Michael, are you with us?
Yeah, James, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in real quick and just share a quick story. Been listening to you for about, maybe 6 or 7 months, maybe a little bit longer, and found you. I was living out in Texas, and was real inspired to get up there to Mount Adams, and really couldn't afford, you know, taking a plane trip up there and coming back. So I just ended up moving to Portland, and you know, I got here about last December, so I had to wait a few months to come out to the ranch. But I got out there for the first time about 3 weeks ago, and you know, for the first time, and you know, I had some pretty high expectations. Didn't know if I was going to see anything, and packed up my life and, you know, came all the way to the, you know, the West Coast, and saw 5 ships my first time out at East City. And, you know, it was really just, you know, I'm so glad I'm living in this part of the country now. It's now it's just an hour and a half. I can head out to the ranch. But for those of you who listen to the show, wondering if what's going on out there at East City is worth, you know, driving out there and checking out or jumping on the plane, is definitely worth it. It was totally what I heard it was going to be and more, and I can't wait to get back there and check it out again. So, but James, you're doing a great job. I love your show. I always love to hear your insights. I had a couple real quick questions for you. Have you ever had Sheldon Niddle or Nidal on your show?
No, I haven't.
He's a gentleman who talks a lot about the about first contact and the the Galactic Federation of Light, and he goes into a lot of depth about first contact, and also I'm pretty sure you've never heard of this man. His name is Freeman. And he's got a great website, freeman.tv.com, and he gets a lot into chemtrails and ex-politics and all that. And, if you ever got Freeman on your show, that would just be an incredible show. But, Just thought I'd ask, and like I said, I love listening to your show, and I'm going to let you go now and just listen. So thanks.
Well, before you go, so that was Freeman.com?
Freeman.tv.com. And
oh,
he talks a lot about, yeah, Freeman.tv.com. He talks a lot about chemtrails. He talks a lot about the UFO agenda. You know, he's got a lecture on one of his shows where he's talking about all the aluminum and barium that they're pumping into the atmosphere. And then when you got HARP going, HARP does is sets off this massive electromagnetic pulses, and it's just a tremendous, you know, mind control device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sinister. It's pretty sinister. So,
Yeah, I've received some information from some people, some whistleblowers, and you know, they just laid it all out, and they're on Camelot. You can actually, you know, get into. I think it's James Kosovo. I'm not sure what his last name is, or Kosovolt or something. But you know, they're coming out with what's going on and what's being broadcasted, you know, over the airwaves and over cell towers and HARP and everything else. And it's just when you really hear what's going on and then you add the chemtrails into that, it is beyond sinister. It is just insanity.
Yeah, it's Luciferian might be another word for it. But one thing about Freeman, he talks a lot about just tuning into to love and forgiveness, and you know, I used to be a big Alex Jones fan, and he just eventually just made my ears bleed, because the whole reaction to all of this disclosure about this agenda that's going on, it really takes a lot of diligence to get out of the victim mentality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's kind of emanating from the third chakra. It's the victim mentality, really is, that's what they want us to be. They want us to be in a vibration of fear, a vibration of victimhood, a vibration of separation. And really, all there really is to do is just to get in touch with, you know, like David Wilcock talks about, getting into self-acceptance, getting into forgiveness, and just letting go, and because that's all, we just have to shift our energy. But yeah, those are great websites. I love Project Camelot, what they're doing. They got a great interview on there with a guy named Aaron McCollum about Project Seagate and what's going on in the Gulf of Aden. And but that's it, James. I'm gonna let you go. I know you got other callers, probably can't wait to get on, and see you out at the ranch.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Take care.
It looks like we've got JoJo back on the line. We lost her a minute ago. Are you with us on line one, JoJo? Hello? Oops, we lost her again. Oh, well. Get back, JoJo. No, couldn't resist that one. All of that. I mean, I love Alex Jones, what he's doing. The guy should get the definitely Medal of Honor for his courage and just being in their face. I, you know, I think that's just amazing, the work he's doing. But, you know, hopefully that, you know, they can, people start listening to this and take it into a different direction. But, you know, we do need those people out there just laying it on the line and, you know, saying it like it is. And you know, I find it very entertaining. I don't get involved in the energy and the victim or the emotional energy, but, you know, it's like, I'm really glad that the message is getting out and that people are being exposed for some pretty heinous things, and they need to be. You know, but the end, you know, I'm not into creating more division and separation and againstness, but, you know, at the same time, we do need to deal with some of these issues. They're pretty pretty serious. I don't know if we have JoJo back or she's off, but hopefully we can get her back on the line. There's so many different things going on out there. There's so many levels to this awakening and healing process. And the way I see it, when these huge influxes of energy come in, the victims are going to be energized, and they're going to get all this courage and power, and they're going to say enough's enough. And they're going to run into the tyrants, and they're going to have their experience. They're going to do their dance, and that's definitely, you know, in the works. But it's definitely there's so many different levels to this. And like I was talking to people at the ARE, you know, they said, well, what's going to happen? And I said, what's going to happen is going to be determined by your consciousness and your choices. And, you know, if you choose to live in denial, then you're going to have a hard experience. And if you go with this flow, you'll have a lesser experience. And that is the bottom line. It looks like we've got Nico on line 3. Are you with us? Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show, Nico.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, thanks very much, James. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. I was listening to your show, and I just wanted to call in and you know, say hello and actually make a couple of comments about the chemtrails you were talking about tonight. I personally had a little experience a little while ago, and actually you helped me out a lot doing some remote work. And let me tell you that I know for sure that you know, the diagnoses that are happening are way off off target, and you know, doctors are basically diagnosing stuff that doesn't exist, misdiagnosing, mistreating people all over the place. When I was in the hospital, asthma and COPD seems to be the number one thing. And seeing is, you know, like you're saying, it is aluminum based, and people are getting all sorts of reactions from this stuff. Ever since the Kunlun class that was just here in Vancouver, which, by the way, Pamela did fantastic. It was a stellar class to say the least. And if it wasn't for that, and your great work, I wouldn't be breathing like I am right now, James. So I really want to put a heartfelt thank you out there. You know, and it's something I'd like to get out to people that you know, this is real, and you know, it's affecting people left, right, and center out here. I didn't you know, I didn't really see it for what it was until I got into the hospital and saw that people all around me were affected by the same thing. And I think, like you were saying before, that those petty tyrants that are in place right now are trying a last ditch effort to do whatever they can to, you know, to grasp as much as they can. What do you think about that, James?
Well, excuse me. Definitely, yeah. They're doing their last ditch effort to maintain, you know, control. And you know, basically, whatever they do is going to be accelerated, you know, tenfold or more with these new shifts and energies coming in. So, you know, no matter how powerful they think they are, they think they're separate from, you know, the law of karma and action reaction, and they're not. And, you know, all of their, you know, you see these guys in wheelchairs right now. A lot of these major hitters, you know, in this game are now in wheelchairs, and their hearts are stopping, and they're, and,
right,
you know, all the people underneath them that they have working for them doing these nefarious deeds, their families are being poisoned and becoming ill. And, you know, asthma's gone up 500%. The upper respiratory diseases are at the top of the charts right now. They've surpassed all other diseases, and they are a direct result from these chemtrails. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think the bee die-off is also, you know, everybody has these different realities. I know Hoagland says it's a hyperdimensional thing, you know, and they have these, I just laugh. And I said, well, how come the residue all over the front of the hive is full of ethylene dibromide and poisons, you know, and toxins? And, you know, the bees are like the canary in the coal mine. They're the ones taking the hit right now. The frogs are probably going to be getting it next, and they're way down. And I know the rivers, the pH in the rivers has gone way up, you know, because of the barium salts and all the other stuff. And it's an ecological nightmare going on, not just for human health, but the environment as well. And whoever's behind this are psychopaths that have listened to real bad science. And there's no other agenda I can see. You know, they say they're trying to stop global warming, but we're in a cooling period right now, so they're actually unnecessary. So basically, the science behind this is just not there unless you want, you're in the business of making a lot of people sick and ill and destroying an environment. Then that, yeah, they're doing a really good job there. The wars on terror aren't going too well, but the war on the environment is going great. The war on terror is just a big joke. What's that?
No, I said if we let it, there is a lot we can do as well. Just learning a lot of the tools that were taught here at the last Kunlun seminar here in Vancouver. I know one thing, that increasing your bioenergy field, for one, increases your heart field, and that's the biggest self defense, because that's what they want to decrease, right? They want us resonating right where they are, in the fear areas, in the first three chakras, kind of thing. If our heart field is grown, and we're transmitting from the heart field, we're communicating with the rest of the universe, and seem to align, as they should. And what I've noticed too is, when I go to see a doctor, for instance, it's almost like a script, James. They're all reading from the same script that seems to be passed out by Big Brother. I'm not sure, but
tell them to test you for heavy metals, and see what comes up.
Yeah. It's interesting. That actually happened some years back. And I went through chelation therapy, and that took a lot of them out. So, that's another one that people might want to try, is the chelation therapy thing. Personally, I'm doing the calcium magnesium supplement. Trying to think, it's Natural Calm. Fantastic stuff, referred to me by Pamela there. I can tell you that takes a lot of it out, because it's
really helps
heavy metals. And could you suggest some other stuff that maybe people can try that does the same kind of thing, if people are feeling these effects and feeling a little dragged down? And with myself, I couldn't breathe. I thought that was it. I was going to leave this plane right now. And I thought, I didn't want to, so I'm here. Why I'm doing everything I can to not let it happen. But without participating in my own duality, I don't want to make it so much of a fight as an easy journey. I definitely don't want to see it happening to other people. If there's anything else we can do, I'd love to hear about it, James.
Well, the way I look at it is you're not really warring against them. It's your love for other people and your family is why we should be speaking out, and your love for the planet. And that's where I'm coming from. I'm not in a war against them, and actually they're doing themselves in on every level, even on a soul level. They're really doing themselves in, and they're creating some just unbelievable karmic consequences there. But I'm not going to say I'm a doctor, I can't prescribe anything, but I'll tell you what we're doing is that been doing a lot of vitamin D, keeping that up, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of the oxysilver as well, just really, and trying to eat real well and get my immune system up and getting the stress out. And lately I've been doing some chelation, oral chelation to get the heavy metals out of my system and then do my practices, do the Kunlun practices and the meditation practices, and that also helps keep my body tuned up.
I find that the one posture when I do metal really helps me in the lung department. And I'm not taking a fraction of the steroids or anything. I take a puff of Ventolin every once in a while. They had me on daily doses of prednisone, another corticosteroid, and all these other things, since Kunlun, and some wonderful work that was done by you, James, and our friends, the masters. When I tapped in, I was told to kick back and relax, and it was all I could do to stay awake, and it was actually like getting anesthesia. And when I woke up, I knew that there was a big change, and as the days went by, about 10 days later, let me tell you, these aren't the lungs I had 2 weeks ago. And I can definitely see it.
Yeah.
Kunlun helps in a very big way, and I'd like to put it out there to people if they can get the chance to head down to the ranch or to a close by Kunlun facilitator to definitely give that a shot and to go into those waters, because that's a place of love, and that's definitely what's needed, and it's a self-empowerment thing, and I definitely feel now that I'm not a victim. You don't feel like you even have to play that. You even could play that victim role, because you're once again empowered and in control of what's happening. So I'd really like to thank you all for putting the Kunlun seminars out there and going out on the road. And I'd like to thank Pamela and Suntuk and the rest of the East City gang for doing this for us all, because it's definitely helping us all in a very big way.
Thank you so much for calling in. We're unfortunately we're out of time. I can't wait to see your smiling face back up here at the ranch, but we've got to sign off. And awesome. I'm glad you're feeling better, and those of you who are dealing with all these upper respiratory problems and asthma, you can thank your transparent government for that one, and watch the skies and see what's going on. You might want to start pointing it out to your fellow person. Just tap them on the shoulder and say, what do you think that is? And then tell them to go to the, William Thomas or Clifford Carnicon site and do their own research on chemtrails. But anyway, we're out of time. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.